You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yeah, I got Ozzy is obviously he's not really an Avengers, but Wolverine. I have Doctor Strange as left guard with Joe. I have obviously Hulk as center. I have the Red Hulk as Jonah. And then I have Darnell's Bucky because he has the one arm.
The Avengers! Caleb's offensive line, he named them his Avengers, or maybe not Avengers. Maybe they were co-opted into the Avengers. That's what he's doing. Boy, you talk about bonding, right? You talk about team bonhomie, really good feeling. And like, yeah, okay. If you're going to be naming your offensive linemen, if you're going to give them those kind of nicknames, they're going to be the Avengers. Right? That's better than the Hogs. Now, the Hogs got their own name, and they just, for whatever John Riggins wanted to do, whatever he needed to do, they were there, the Hogs. One of them interviewed for the job as a Bears head coach and wanted to thank the McClaskey family. That was Russ Grimm. He wanted to thank the McClaskey family for the opportunity to interview for the McClaskey family's job. Oh, my goodness. I want to acknowledge 224 texter. Listening, funny, sharp. We appreciate that. I saw New Pope bounce at the Metro in 93. Fat Guy touchdown was the opener. Excellent. Well done. Let me remind you of this. It's Blackhawks and Bulls season on Chicago Sports Network. Visit subscribe.chsn.com. to sign up for your 7-day free trial of their all-access plan, over 300 live games per year. Chicago Sports Network, your home stream advantage. So we're trying to call Herb Howard of the Bigs. He is scheduled to be the next guest, Bears, Packers, tonight, first place, playoff seeding, just not used to. You know what? Do you treat this? This kind of feels the way the importance of this is. This kind of feels a Saturday night game like it was the Jordan Bulls. If this were in the 90s, are you doing tonight the way you did the Jordan Bulls? This is what it feels like. This is what. Like you'd order, I don't know if it's pizzas, but there's catering involved, you're making big plans around it. I think that's going on. I think that's happening in some places. But for now, we're going to go back to the Circa Resort and Casino hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. And welcome back to the show from the Bigs. It's Herb Howard. Herb, how are you withstanding things this big, glorious, unexpected day?
See, it's fun, man. You know, just the energy around the city, everybody's buzzing. My phone is going off the hook with calls from family and friends and text messages about what's going to happen and how it's going to be. It's a good time for the Bears to be playing meaningful football this deep into the season.
So I asked earlier in the year, early in the show, which seems like a year ago, are you drained waiting for this game to happen? I have felt so tired this week. Like, thank God it's finally here. There's just more. I'm out of important game shape. How about you?
No, it's definitely seemed like, you know, the closer it gets, the longer it seems to be taken. Especially after they go up there and they lose at Lambeau, and you're trying to get this game to come already, and everybody was already trying to skip over the Cleveland game. Fortunately, the Bears didn't do that. They took care of their business last week. But now this one is here. This one is here. It's finally here. It's going to feel electric in the stadium tonight.
So all the injuries, and we run them down regularly. They've been run down all week. No Odunze, no Luther Burden. Likely DeAndre Swift is going to play. And what it all means, and the Packers seem even more beaten up. Josh Jacobs, a question mark, and he destroyed the Bears last time. Christian Watson, a question mark, he destroyed the Bears. And maybe the biggest loss would be Zach Tom, the right tackle. Evan Williams, the run-stopping safety for a team that has led the league in the run game for the last 9 weeks, I want to say. So if you had to pick a hero scenario, the Bears are finally going to beat the Packers. What's your hero scenario for tonight's game?
You know what, Steve? I'm hoping it's not a heroic type of thing. I think the Bears just need to come out and play solid football, control the game on the ground. The offensive line has been playing really, really well. The two-headed running backs that they have back there, they've been running the ball really effectively. I think they just need to continue to do that, take advantage of their play-action opportunities when they arise. Get some points early, and that way you can force the Packers offense into some predictable situations. Maybe get Jordan Love to make some mistakes, get some pressure on him consistently, and don't let it come down to somebody needing to make some heroic play, some 55-yard field goal, some 30-second last-minute drive, or, you know, some great defensive style. I just don't let it come down to that. The Packers come in, they're banged up, like you said. That's the time of the year. Everybody's a little bit banged up. The Bears have their injury issues as well. Especially offensively right now. So, you know, you come in, you're at home, the home crowd's going to be behind you, it's going to be raucous. Just come out there and just play clean football, run the ball well, play opportunistic defense, and get a comfortable win. They aren't going to blow them out or anything like that, but I think it could be a two-score game. But even if it's not, just make it a comfortable situation where nobody has to be the hero.
My guest is Herb Howard, the Bigs. That's who he reports for, writes for, hears for, and talks about the Bigs. And we're talking about Bears-Packers today. We're doing it right here on the Score. And the way that Packers, without Micah Parsons, you can orchestrate a running game if you're the Bears anywhere now. Before, you had to run at him. You had to be aware of him every play. There is nobody there like that. And if Evan Williams is out, their safety, their version of Jaquan Brisker to localize it, then you've gotten yourself an easier or a better path or even more reason to run the ball even in passing situations and not give into that. Because when they did it in the first game against Green Bay, they punished them. Green Bay was on fumes, according to Jeff Hafley. So what do you expect the Bears to do? How insistent in the running game will they be? What do you expect from them?
I expect them to be very stubborn about it. I think that's who Coach Johnson is. I think that's what he wants to do in a football game, is to control it and get the run, and then that allows him to use his creativity in the passing game to scheme guys open. But even if they come out and the run game's a little bit stagnant, he's not going to go away from it. I think he'll be, you know, stubbornly persistent in his choice to run the football, and I think it will pay off. I do think that that Packers defense was worn down late in that first game because of the running game. And so I think you have to lean into that. And I think it should work pretty well because, like you said, some of their key run stuffers are out of the game right now for Green Bay. And the Bears is running the ball at a really, really high level. They have been since the bye week. And so they've run just about as good as anybody else in the league. And you got two backs. You can keep them fresh. You got an offensive line that likes to lean forward and go and move forward and lean on people. I think that has to be what the game plan is. And sure, they'll take their shots. And when they're there, they got to take advantage of them. But it's got to be predicated on what they do in the ground.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah. Herb, we've heard now on a regular basis how teams are practicing the week of playing the Bears for the elusiveness of Caleb Williams, what they want to do. And when the Bears have faced these kind of quarterbacks before, and other teams have faced maybe Justin Fields, is the most extreme example of, we want to make him play quarterback because we don't think he can. If we don't let him run, we have him where we want him. And some of the reporting out of Green Bay was they want to cage Caleb. They want to keep him inside the pocket and make him throw and not let him run around and do crazy things like the touchdown to DJ Moore. What do you think happens if the Packers are successful at that? Where can Caleb take advantage?
Well, number one, it's much more easier said than done. Like, that's why we all know he's so very elusive, because he gets out of jams when people don't think he can. The Packers had so many shots at him up at Lambeau, and time again, he was able to escape. Now, sometimes he was just running for his life, but sometimes he was just being a superior athlete, escaping and making plays. And so it's a tough thing to do. But if they're able to do that and contain him in the pocket, I think what you're going to be looking for is for him to take advantage over the middle of the field. Look to those tight ends. You have, obviously, Roma Dunze and Luther Burden out of the game. And so, you know, I don't think that's as bad a situation as it could seem, because the Bears have such versatility in their passing game in terms of the weapons that they have. They have two tight ends that can get out in the passing game. You can use Colston Loveland as a wide receiver. And if you can create some different mismatches with these guys, then he should be able to look over the middle of the field whenever he feels maybe he's a little bit in trouble or he gets a little antsy in the pocket. Look across the middle of the field, find those big tight ends, and move the chains that way. He's going to have the opportunities to get outside, and he'll find DJ Moore, and he'll find Olamide Zaccheaus. But when he needs to look over the middle of the field, those tight ends should be very friendly targets for him. I think if the Packers do choose to have a more contained rush where they aren't shooting straight up the field and they're trying to get wide on him, then they'll create some passing lanes for him to step up and deliver the ball.
They'll also give him more time because they won't be as aggressive. Caleb will have more time, and he's had more time lately. He's had more time in the pocket, and he's looked better in the pocket, if not more accurate. He's made big plays from the pocket, so he'll have more time if they take that approach.
Yeah. So yeah, he's got to be able to be more accurate, like you alluded to. The accuracy has, you know, escaped him at times, and it's big times when he's got, you know, big plays for chunk yardage down the field and the ball just sails on him. He's got to get that under control. It tends to happen more so earlier in games than later. I don't know if it's nerves. I don't know what it is, but he's got to be able to get that under control. And if he has an opportunity to hit DJ or OZ, you know, for a 20, 25-yard pickup down the field early in the game, you got to hit on those. And so we'll see, you know, what that looks like, especially considering if the Packers do deploy that, you know, game plan, he should have time to sit back there, evaluate the field, scan across, get to his second, third read, and deliver a strike.
My guest is Herb Howard of the Bigs. We're talking Bears Packers here on The Score. On the other side of the ball, Dennis Allen tried to blitz Jordan Love a lot, and Jordan Love ate him up, completed greater than 71% of his passes, a couple touchdowns. He just killed the Bears. So what changes? Does Dennis Allen blitz less? Does he blitz more? Does he blitz different people, different spaces? And does Tremaine Edwards coming back factor in? How does that factor in? How do the ripples go from something like that? Jordan Love in December can hurt you. We've seen that. How does Dennis Allen's defense stop that?
Yeah, I think blitzing him, you know, consistently is probably not the best idea. But when you blitz him, is critical, right? So can you blitz him when he's not really expecting it? Can you blitz him out of disguised looks where he can't get a pretty good feel for it pre-snap? Because I think he was getting a pretty good feel for it pre-snap, and he was knowing where he wanted to go with the ball and what mismatches he had. When you have a situation where you've got C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who's come in and played really, really well for the Bears, but he plays well in that 12 to 15, 18-yard box where he can be physical and he can read the eyes of the quarterback and make plays, and he can come off the edge and make sacks and things like that. But if you put him in a man-to-man situation where he's charged with covering a guy on a deep crossing route for 30, 40 yards, that's not ideal for him. And so I think the Packers were able to identify that a couple of times, take advantage of it. You also have Jalen Johnson kind of just coming back, trying to get his feet underneath him. And his eyes were in the wrong place a couple of times, and they took advantage of that as well. And so I think DA has to figure out, you know, when do I want to pressure him and from where and with whom? And I think if he can do that, he'll have an opportunity to impact what Jordan Love is able to do. But if he does it too often or he makes it too obvious, the kid will continue to take advantage of it. The Bears have to be good on first and second down so they can put themselves in advantageous situations, you know, come third down. You want them third and eight, third and nine, those types of situations. Not so much those third and three situations where it's kind of hard to figure out exactly how you want to go about playing him. You also may want to bring some of those pressures on first or second down. If you think you got some tendencies or you've seen some things on tape that shows you, okay, we think it's going to be a pass here and we're pretty sure what it's going to look like, maybe we can take advantage of an early pressure in a given series. And so it's just about when he chooses to do it. I think Tremaine Edmonds coming back is going to be a huge help. DeMarco Jackson played his butt off in the time that he's had to be out on the field. Some people were talking about, you know, how do you take him off the field? You take him off the field because you've got Tremaine Edmonds and he's playing lights out, and you brought him over here to do that. And so now that you got Tremaine Edmonds and TJ back, You put those guys on the field, Tremaine Edmonds causes problems as a linebacker that very few people can because of his sheer size and athleticism. I think he will have an impact on this football game.
Well, we'll look forward to it. We're all awaiting this. I needed this game to happen like last Sunday after after Green Bay lost in Denver. And good news, teams that play the Denver Broncos are 3-10-1 the next week. So there you go.
They're a very physical team and going out to Mile High that kind of wears some guys out and, you know, makes the recovery a little bit longer during the week. So I get that.
Well, we'll look forward to it. Herb, thanks for taking time on this busy day, and we'll look forward to your reporting later on and during the week and as the Bears go on to win the Super Bowl. So,
it's a pleasure, Steve. Thanks for having me, man.
All right. Thank you. Herb Howard of the Bigs. There's no reason you shouldn't think that, right? Are you into this? You enjoying this, Trash Panda? Now, you're a meatball, but sometimes you're a doomsaying meatball. You're the Stockholm Syndrome. Oh, I know we're going to lose them. We always lose the Packers. Oh, we don't win the Super Bowl because we've never done it in my lifetime. All that kind of stuff. Are you enjoying this? Are you taking advantage of this opportunity to let all of your meatballishness show?
I have relinquished my expectations of this season. I'm just along for the ride. They've already surpassed my expectations. So I'm at the point where I'm just along for the ride. I want to see, like, I think that the NFC is wide open. I don't think that either the Bears or the Packers, now especially the Packers without Micah Parsons, are as good as the Rams or the Seahawks, especially the Seahawks with that defense.
And the Rams' offensive line is going to give – that's a problem.
So, yeah. And I think the Rams are more vulnerable than the Seahawks. So I think there is a slight tier break between those two teams and the rest of the NFC. But it's not such a big margin that the Bears or whoever else can't overcome them, you know? So
I agree. You know, the Rams have choked away four games where they led and they had 80% plus winning percentages.
I mean, they lost to the Panthers. And I know the Panthers might win the division, but they're not good.
Right.
You know, it's not a good division.
That offensive line would be troubling to the Bears' defensive line, I think, from what I saw the other night. And you're right, Seattle's defense could be problematic, but with what you've seen of Caleb, we know nothing about football. That's what this Bears season has told us. We know nothing about that. What you've seen of Caleb Groh and Ben Johnson fashion this team, both sides of the ball. So relinquishing whatever you've been imprisoned by, are you able to enjoy this more than other seasons?
Oh, yeah. This is extremely enjoyable.
Okay.
It's been really pleasant.
do you have plans for tonight? Are there special plans?
I'm watching the game at home alone.
Okay.
This is an isolation game.
All right.
I probably could have gotten a few friends together that, you know, are also huge fans, but this is an isolation game.
The Gridiron Sasta texted in that he's meeting some friends at a bar for this, and he agrees, it feels like the Jordan Bulls, like that kind of thing in the finals. And I think more people will – I think that's what's going on around the city. It's a big day for the city. Big, big day. Take a break. It's the last show before Christmas, last Saturday Suckage before Christmas, and I found something that I want to read to you that touched me. It's the best thing I read this week. I know there's a lot of Bears coverage, but it's the best thing I read this week. Also coming up before the hour is up, I'll do transition with Justin Richards. He will have the pre-game show here on The Score, and we'll hand over the show to, if he can wash the suckage stink off him, we'll hand over the show to him by 2 o'clock. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage. I suck so you don't have to. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Score.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
Indeed! Big Boys guy said it. It must be true. Saturday Suckage giving way to Judson Richards for the pre-game show before the 2 o'clock hour is out. 312 texter, will Wiener Circle give free hot dogs to Northwest Indiana? Oh, I love you, 312. That is great. And that's something Poochie can answer. We have to get an answer there. All right, this is the best thing I read this week. And I'm late coming to it, but I was only this week years old when I found out about it. This came from Mr. Common Sense Twitter account. The bill read $0. She stared at it, certain it was a mistake. Then the words beneath the total sank in. Minimum, $0. Suggested donation, $12, pay what you can or volunteer 30 minutes. 4 days without a meal, 4 days of gas station crackers and shame. Now she sat before the pan-seared chicken, roasted vegetables that smelled like a grandmother's kitchen, and warm apple crisp on a real plate with a cloth napkin. Tears came, not from hunger finally eased, but from something older and more bruised. Dignity. She walked to the kitchen and asked if she could wash dishes. 30 minutes later, she realized she hadn't been just fed, she had been seen. This is JBJ Soul Kitchen. The restaurant John Bon Jovi and his wife Dorothea have run for 13 years, not as a charity, but as a radical redefinition of it. Most people know John from Living on a Prayer, from stadiums and leather jackets. Few know that since 2011, he and Dorothea have operated community restaurants where everyone eats the same gourmet food in the same beautiful room with the same respectful service. No labels, no separate lines, no shame. The seed was planted in 2006. On a Philadelphia street while filming a video, John sat beneath a bridge with people living there. One man said, quote, the worst part isn't the hunger. It's that nobody looks at you like you're human anymore. That sentence never left him. John had grown up watching his parents stretch every dollar in New Jersey, yet never surrendered their pride. Those memories collided with what he witnessed in Philadelphia. traditional charity, writing checks, soup kitchen lines, felt too distant, too dehumanizing. He and Dorothea wanted something different, to look people in the eye. Their idea was simple, and to many, insane. A pay-what-you-can restaurant with professional chefs, organic gardens, fresh flowers, and cloth napkins. Pay the suggested amount if you can. Pay more to cover someone else. Pay nothing and work 30 minutes instead. Everybody sits together. No one knows who paid what. Critics predicted abuse and failure. Paying customers, they said, wouldn't want to eat beside the homeless. The math would collapse. They opened their first location in Red Bank, New Jersey in October 2011 anyway. The numbers stunned everyone. Roughly 60% of guests paid full price or more. 25% paid something. 15% volunteered. People who could afford it routinely paid extra just to cover the person at the next table. The restaurant thrived on trust. But the deeper success was in the stories. A man walked in desperate in 2012, became a regular volunteer, was hired as a kitchen assistant, and by 2015 was a sous chef. A woman fleeing domestic violence arrived homeless in 2013. She volunteered for meals, enrolled in the culinary program, got hired elsewhere, and earned a business degree. Now she runs her own catering company, donating 10% of the profits back. John and Dorothea never turned it into a photo op. John washes dishes. He buses tables alongside volunteers. Guests do double takes when they realize the guy in the apron is the rock star. Dorothea trains staff, plans menus, and insists on real plates and fresh flowers because details communicate respect. When COVID shut down the world in 2020, JBJ Soul Kitchen became a lifeline. Grab-and-go meals, deliveries to seniors, partnerships with schools. Between 2020 and 2021, they served over 100,000 meals while most restaurants closed. Every Christmas, they cook full holiday dinners. John and Dorothea work the entire service. One year, John sat with an elderly widower for 20 minutes so the man wouldn't eat alone. No cameras, no press. Three locations now operate: Red Bank, Tom's River, and Newark. Newark has a job training program. The model has inspired nearly 20 similar projects nationwide. John and Dorothea give away every blueprint for free. If someone else can feed more people with dignity, why would we own that? That's the best thing I read this week. Thank you for indulging me. Thank you for listening. It's a remarkable thing. It's Christmas time. It's a remarkable message. Maybe you knew about this before. I didn't. If you knew about this before, I hope I reminded you of that and the reasons. The way you can bring dignity to a person by making them feel seen. Okay, I'm sorry. I got teary-eyed there. So here's what I'd like to do. I know we have this ready to go. It's the end of Hanukkah. And I'd like to give equal time. We played the McKenzie Brothers, right, Hosers? We played 12 Days of Christmas.
This is about to be quite the abrupt change, by the way. There's no way to bridge this, but this is quite the abrupt change.
But I explained it already. I need to laugh now after going through that. It was a good feeling of crying. It was a wonderful story. It's heartfelt. And all of that is wonderful. and I would do it again. But now what I want to do is have you hear David Diggs sing I Want a Puppy for Hanukkah on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Yeah, come on. You know what I want to.
What you want, what you want, what you want, what you want, what you want.
I want a puppy for Hanukkah.
Want a puppy, want a puppy, want a puppy, want a puppy, want a puppy.
And I'ma get just what I wanted, yep.
Go get it, go get it, go get it, go get it.
I'ma get a puppy for Hanukkah.
Get a puppy, get a puppy, get a puppy, get a puppy.
Some kids write lists for their Christmas gifts and they send them all off to their Santas. But I don't trip off a list for my gift. I'ma get it cause I got 8 chances. That's right, 8 nights, festival of lights. Go hard for a week with a plus one. So y'all keep stressing, be good, learn lessons. But Hanukkah is the best fun. And you can laugh if you want to.
Laugh, 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 laugh.
But I'ma get a puppy for Hanukkah. It don't bark, don't bite, don't cry when I shake it, so I'm pretty sure that it's just socks. But you never know, miracles happen, I tap in and start to rip the paper. Oh, please let it be the puppy that I wanted, I don't wanna wait to. Oh, yep, that's just socks. I'ma get what I wanted to.
What you want, what you want, what you want, what you want, what you want.
I'ma get a puppy for Hanukkah.
Get a puppy.
I ain't even tripping on it, bruh.
I ain't even tripping.
Cause I'ma get a puppy for Hanukkah. Night two, what it do? Candles get lit.
It's lit.
Latke, sour cream is the best.
It's lit.
Applesauce on the side, I might just hit.
Say the bracha first.
I don't know, I ain't gonna trip.
Baruch Atarai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher Kirshanu Bumis Kosov, Vitivanu Lechad Leknev. Sheh Hanukkah.
That blessing is about, now I've said it. Not sure what it means, but I learned it phonetic. By the way, you got a present for me, is it what I wanted?
Pass that shamus, let's get the flame started.
Ooh, for me? Oh, well, you shouldn't have. I guess I'll just, Oh, that's a sweater. Did somebody knit this? It's really great.
This isn't going how I saw it, huh?
It ain't going well, it ain't going well.
I really hope I get this puppy for Hanukkah.
Give me that dog.
Lights keep burning and nights just pass. Menorah is now covered up with wax. I thought it would be obvious, I didn't want to ask. But will tonight be the night I get my puppy at last? My feet are warm and my body is cozy. The hats and the mittens and umbrella are totally great. Love it all, I'm the king of style. There's one thing I've been wanting all this while. Wait, is that? Could it be? Oh my gosh!
You're everything I ever wanted for.
You are what I want. You are what I want. You are what I want.
You're my puppy,
Veronica. Come on, puppy, come on, puppy, come on, puppy, come on, puppy, come on, puppy.
I'ma name you Monica.
Probably not, that's a weird name for a dog.
But it rhymes with Hanukkah.
I got my Hanukkah puppy. 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 I got my
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.